Jimmy Buffett has died at the age of 76, surrounded by family, friends, music, and dogs, according to a statement on his official website. He was best known for his song Margaritaville, about a young man who lives by the beach, watches the world go by, and contemplates his life choices.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil.
In 1999, he told Morning Edition's Bob Edwards how he felt about his legendary song.
I love doing the shows, and you know, people say, how the hell can you play Margaritaville for the 257,000th time? And it's because I watch the crowd, and it, you know, it's their song, it's not mine. I'm just singing it. It's background music to their lives, and that's the way I look at it.
It was on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 22 weeks. Born in Pascagoula, Mississippi on Christmas Day in 1946, Jimmy Buffett said he only picked up a guitar when he reached college. He flunked college on his first try, but eventually earned a degree in history. That's when he moved to Nashville, where he worked as a journalist and began recording music.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made an early 7 to 8. Losing weight without speed, eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a race, but it's not.
In a career that spanned 5 decades, he released 29 studio albums. He described his musical style as drunken Caribbean rock and roll, and sang songs about pirates, smugglers, and beach bums. He told the Washington Post in 1989 that he wasn't old, but he was getting older, that he didn't regret his days of hard drinking and hard drugging.
As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure. Expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man just released from indenture.
Jimmy Buffett toured almost constantly with his Coral Reefer Band, and his performances earned a dedicated following. His fans became known as parrot heads and went to his concerts wearing Hawaiian shirts, sharks and flamingo hats, and toy parrots. He was also a successful author and a hugely accomplished businessman. He built a business empire called Margaritaville Holdings. It included resorts, restaurants, clothing, even a retirement community. The sheer Forbes estimated his worth at $1 billion. But despite all that, Jimmy Buffett will ultimately be remembered for his laid-back music, for songs like Oysters and Pearls. He told NPR,
you know, it's a little bit of wisdom, and I hope I'm passing it along. You know, I was fortunate enough to have a lot of wisdom, you know, come to me through my family and stories and through family history. And it is, you know, and I'd love to be an old, wise person one day. And, you know, and maybe these, you know, Oysters and Pearls is something that I'm very proud of. And I hope it does help my kids understand the world a little better.
Some never fade away. Some crash and burn. Some make the world go around. Others watch it turn.